You know, it's really simple when you break it down. It's so simple, a child could understand it. The only thing that blocks people from seeing the truth about their own actions, other people's actions, or situations, situationships, and so forth, is their pride, their ego, their sin, their rebellion, thinking they know better than God and God's Word. See, if God's Word was here before you were born and it's going to be here after you leave, why do you think you're smarter than the Bible? The only people that think they're smarter than the Bible are the people who are in pride and ego and rebellion and think they are smarter than God. My IQ is 135. Now, that's the top 2%. The average person's IQ is around 100. And so, if my IQ is at 2%, at the top 2%, and I still believe God over myself, I still believe God's Word over my own understanding, why are the dumber people, why are the mediocre people thinking that they're smarter than God, when the smartest people on the planet know that God is smarter than them? Oh, there's an old saying. I don't know if it was in engineering school or math. I don't know where I heard it. Might have been. I don't know where I heard it. But the more you learn, I think I heard it from a preacher. The more you learn, you realize the less you know. The less you know, the more you think you know. Hello? It takes about 10 years to become a master at a trade. Whatever trade it is, it takes about 10 years to become a master, right? And so most people don't spend any time being introspective on themselves. They live their whole life, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and they're not introspective on themselves. There's always something outside. So they're not even mastering their own will, emotions, intellect, because they're just focused on the outside. A lot of people go their whole life, never crack open the Bible. They're sitting there on their coffee table and their desk or on their bedroom dresser or wherever it's at. It might be right beside them. They don't crack it open. There's a lot of preachers online. If you just listen to one preacher, do you think you're going to get the full story? If you just go to one church and you don't listen to any other preachers, do you really think you're going to get the full story? I would never tell anybody, hey, just stay on my channel and just listen to me. No. You know what I do? Let's say I wanted to learn PHP programming or Python. You know what I would do? I would watch 10 different videos on it to learn 10 different perspectives. Let's say I wanted to learn finances. You think I would just listen to one person? No. Why would you just listen to one person? I'd listen to 10 different people, 20 different people. I got to build a little wall, a little shower wall. You think I'm going to just watch one video and build it? I already know how to build it. I already done it before, but I want to refresh my mind. And what? You think I'm going to just watch one person build a wall? I know how to do it. I've done it before. But I want to refresh my mind and see if there's any smarter, faster, cheaper way to do it. Even though I know how to do it, I'm still going to listen to 10 different people before I do it. Now, what's that about? Because I'm smart enough to do it, but I know there might be somebody out there that has another idea and might be smarter than me. If you think the Bible is not the complete Word of God, you're delusional. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is telling a story. And it's pointing back to the cross, the blood of his cross. Jesus had to shed his blood. And it's also telling the story of how you can't do it on your own, how much of a failure you are. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And the wise people are caught in their own craftiness, the Bible says. You're caught in your own craftiness. You think you're crafty. The scorner thinks they're smarter than God, but the scorner gets scorned. The liar gets lied to. The thief gets stolen from. The manipulator gets manipulated. The Jezebel gets Jezebeled. Think about a legalist. A legalist is actually destroying themselves, but they try to put other people under legalism and try to put people under some kind of works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, right? So you got to touch, not taste, not handle, not do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And they can't even keep the rule. So what are they doing? They're trying to put other people under law that they can't even keep. They're trying to put other people under rules they can't even keep. And they're going into delusion land, fake reality bubbles, illusions and delusions. And so if they're deceiving themselves, they're trying to deceive other people. So they're deceiving themselves that they think nobody can see them. And they get caught in their own game. The player gets played. Let me say that again. Let me say that three times. The player gets played. The player gets played. The player gets played. Everything that is not under the moral compass of loving your neighbor as yourself, like greed, cheating, lying, players, gamers, whatever you want to call them, legalists, Delilahs, you all get played. You play yourself. You think you're playing somebody, but your cycles reveal what you are. If somebody's saying, I love you, but they're actually just blind and they're selfish, they love themselves, their behavior doesn't line up with their words, and they get thrown to the curb. Well, your actions don't line up with your words, so bye, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. And then it happens to another one, and another one, another one, and they don't wake up. They project that they love somebody, but their actions don't line up. And so they end up going through so many relationships that they get a hard heart. They got to go to drinking. They got to go to any kind of drug and substance abuse of some kind to drown out their conscience, their guilt conscience. They're so guilt. They've done so much evil to people, they have to use some kind of substance to drown it out. They've done so much evil, they either become a workaholic, they either drown themselves out with drinking or drugs, and they get a little bit of conviction. I was talking to this person about a year or two ago, and I told her something. She asked about God or the Bible or something. And I could see her almost tear up. She was almost crying. Because I don't even want to call her a narcissist, but she was projecting onto everybody else that they were bad, but it was actually her doing the drama. After she disappeared, all the drama went away. She was the drama queen. But she could talk a good talk like it was everybody else. So it was a distraction to make everybody else look bad and destroy everybody else. And then when she left, all the peace came back, you know. For real. I actually saw this. And I told some co-worker, I said, you know, when such and such left, all the drama went away. She said, yeah. She was the source of it all. I said, yeah, but she convinced you that it was everybody else. She said, that's how they do. I said, I know, I'm just talking about it because it's so hard to believe that these people exist, you know. It's so hard to believe that these people exist. That's what they do, exactly. They become masters at it. Masters. If they've done it since a child, they're masters at it. If you do something for 10 years, you become a master. So these master manipulators. So that time I had a coworker who I realized was a sociopath. If she needed a ride home at 8 o'clock in the morning, since she punched in, she's your best friend. Can I get a ride? Oh, at lunchtime. Can I get a ride? And then, if she didn't need a ride home, she'd look at you like you were the devil. And so I thought, you know, I see through her game, but I'm going to study her. And so she's a sociopath, psychopath, sociopath. So let me just go ahead. Because I was right near the house anyway. So I said, you know, let me just see what's going on with that gal. And so I listened to her talk. She's living with her boyfriend and his mom. And she was blaming him, calling him every name in the book. But then she would go to another property and get in a fight with the manager and always fighting and stuff like that. And she would make comments, and I wouldn't let her cross any kind of boundaries at all, just a coworker, you know. And she'd make these weird comments. I thought, that is weird. And so they make these weird comments, and you're like, okay, they're trying to cross some boundaries. I wouldn't touch this person with a 10-foot pole, but they thought you were dumb, you know? They thought they could manipulate you, whatever. It's kind of like if you dated a woman and you were talking about getting married and all, and she would say or do something in a certain way, and you would think, oh, that is very alluring, or whatever the word you want to use, throw in there. And then you realize you're dealing with a narcissist. You go away and run and hide. And then when they try to come back in, they've already learned what you like, and they'll use that same voice or that same action, behavior, whatever, to try to get back in the door. You know they're trying to manipulate you, you know? And you just like, uh-huh, I see what you're doing. So if they've done it to you, they've done it to somebody else. They know how to play the game. It's all manipulation. Snakes, shape-shifting snakes. That's all I can tell you. They're shapeshifters. They're snakes. If you deny the Bible, you think you're smarter than God. If you hate authority, somebody hurt you in the past and gave you a wrong view of authority. God controls the boss. God controls the husband. God controls the government. God controls all authority, and he's working on your heart. God controls your parents. God controls every authority in your life. Maybe that authority was there to make you stronger and not bitter. But if you got bitter and you hate God's authority in your life, maybe you went the wrong way. Maybe you got the problem. Maybe not. Maybe not God's system of a... God works through authority. Most of witches that hate the patriarchy, they've been abused, so they hate authority. Which I could understand that, but you're gonna have to eventually give up your bitterness and unforgiveness and find some real authority that really cares about you, because authority is supposed to care about the people under you.